You can see I've had a change of venue. I'm Joseph, this is Input English. So my change of venue is I'm now in Florida. This is a short trip to visit friends and family, and I'm in Lakeland, Florida. Right behind me, there is a lake. This is a lake that's very familiar to my wife's family. They used to take walks around here for years in this park. So today I thought I would come here to Lake Hollingsworth and give you a look at this Florida atmosphere. One of the big shocks to me when I arrived in Florida was the humidity. And of course, when I grew up on the East Coast, it was very humid and we got used to it. But having lived in the West for so many years, coming here, it's quite a shock with the high humidity. When you get a cold drink like iced tea or water with ice in it, the outside of the glass sweats with condensate from the moisture. Yesterday we were in a restaurant. The window behind our table was covered with condensed water that came from the high humidity. The window was cooled by the air conditioning, and so you couldn't see out the window because of the condensation. You can see behind me a lot of big puffy clouds and it's blue sky. It's really beautiful here. There are a lot of water birds. Right behind me here is an American egret. It's a shore bird, and this bird is fishing for small animals and fish, and it's quite a successful hunter. There are some other small water birds like gallinules. These are very familiar species in this part of Florida. So let's take a walk. Let's go down the shoreline and see what we can see, see what I can show you. So here we have this wooden structure that's just beached here. It's just right up against the shore, and it's not in very good repair. It's old and weathered. It's beyond its service life, but you might look at that and wonder, what in heaven's name is that? What is that structure? Well, that is on floats. It can be towed to a place, not just kept on the shore. It can be towed out into the lake, and it can be anchored out in the lake. This is a ski jump. In Florida, water skiing is a very popular sport. And so people go water skiing on these freshwater lakes. And if they are trained and if they have the proper skis, they can ski over a ski ramp. It takes some training to do it safely, but when you encounter a ramp like this, if you know what you're doing, you can ski up the ramp and then you're airborne. You're flying through the air, but you still are wearing your skis and you're holding onto the rope. And then the trick is to land without falling. I went over ski jumps occasionally. We were not well trained to use ski ramps, but that's what this is. That's a ski jump or a ski ramp for water skiers who want to get some air, who want to go airborne and fly through the air with the greatest of ease. It's not so easy. Okay, behind me is a cypress tree. Cypress trees are all over Florida. They are trees that grow either adjacent to water or sometimes in the water. If you plant an oak tree with the roots in a lake, it will die. An oak tree cannot sustain long-term root coverage with standing water. However, a cypress can. And so in the marshes and the lowlands where there's standing water, you will see cypresses. They grow here, right next to the water, but sometimes out in the water. And at the base of the tree, sometimes they produce structures that we call cypress knees. They are structures that come up from the roots like stalks. Most of them just emerge from the ground or emerge from the water and then lay dormant. Here to the left is the tree trunk, and those are all cypress knees. And they come from the roots of this tree. It's part of the biology. Here's a good example of cypress trees growing in standing water. And you can see the peculiar shape of the tree trunk. The tree trunk is larger at the bottom and tapers up as it goes upward. This is typical of cypress. These cypress trees are dormant. It's the middle of winter, and so they've lost their foliage. As you look here, you can see a tree, and then there's a bird in the tree, and the bird's wings are stretched outward. That bird is called an anhinga. There's another one up higher in the tree with the wings folded. The common name for an anhinga is a snake bird. These birds dive into the water and swim underneath the water, analogous to fish swimming underwater or seals, other creatures that swim underwater. Their wings get wet and they are fishing. When they climb out of the water, their wings are wet, their feathers are wet, and so their next task is to dry their wings. And so you see them in the trees, roosting, drying their wings. This is, you can see three anhingas. There's one in the back that's not so easy to see. And that behavior, now right there, you can see that the neck has a bend in it. That is where the structures of the neck vertebra change so that the top of the neck is very supple and the bottom of the neck is very strong. So the behavior, the hunting behavior of an anhinga is it thrusts the lower portion of the neck forward, slinging the head with the very sharp beak toward the prey. Their head with the sharp beak become a projectile, and then once they have speared their prey, they can swallow it whole. They don't have the ability to chew anything. The prey that they kill has to be of a size that they can swallow without chewing. This is an anhinga. Now you can see why they called them snake birds. So here is something that is typical of this part of Florida. This substance here is called Spanish moss. That's just the common name for it. It's an air plant. It's a plant that doesn't have roots, at least none that I know of. And Spanish moss propagates and lives in the trees. This is the typical appearance of Spanish moss. It's everywhere. If you see Spanish moss, you're in the southern part of the United States, usually, and it's usually very high humidity. They absorb rainwater when it rains, but they don't have any root system of which I'm aware. This is Spanish moss. As children, we used to play with Spanish moss. And our parents told us that there were small insects or small bugs in the Spanish moss that would bite us. The common name for these bugs was chiggers. I don't know what a chigger is. That's just the common name. But the kids learned that if they were in contact with Spanish moss, that is, if they wrapped it around their neck or if they rolled around in it, that they would get little bug bites that were very itchy and miserable. So we learned to stay away from the Spanish moss. At least don't wrap it around your neck and wear it like a piece of clothing. Not a smart thing to do. That's Spanish moss. I walked out onto a dock. This is a wooden platform that's built out over the water. Here we have more cypress trees with a couple of anhinga, a lot of Spanish moss. The point of view here is not particularly different from what we saw at the shore. It's just nice to walk out onto a dock, and there was no sign that said it would be a bad idea. It wasn't posted, no trespassing. were allowed to come here. You have to be careful about docks like this in Florida because they can be very old and the wood may be unsound. The docks may be so rotten that they will not support your weight. So you have to take a look at them and make a judgment whether it's safe to come out here. I assume that it's safe, so we're out on that dock. This is a willow. Very typical appearance of a willow tree. These plants live at the edge of water, streams, rivers, and lakes. They're very plentiful here. We see willows all over the United States. You will find willows in the Rocky Mountains at high altitude, above 10,000 feet perhaps. We have them in California, and we certainly have them here in Florida. They are a food plant for a lot of caterpillars. So a lot of butterflies lay their eggs on the willows. Then the caterpillars eat the willow leaves and then emerge as butterflies. This is a good example of a dock that you would not want to walk upon. I would be willing to wager that it would not support the weight of an adult. This would not be safe. Here behind me, we have an oak tree. These are called live oaks. These are the large oak trees of Central Florida. There's a smaller version of oak tree that we see in this area called a water oak, but this is a live oak, and these trees get very large and they live many decades. These trees can live over 100 years. It's very common in Central Florida to see oak trees with a lot of Spanish moss. And that gives you a clue of where you are. That definitely puts you in the south of the United States. The other fun fact about this area is that the lakes here are almost all round. You might ask, why are the lakes round? For a very good reason. It's the geology of the area. The bedrock under Central Florida is limestone. This limestone layer of rock was produced by ancient coral reefs. These coral reefs are not living any longer, but they left behind what became this limestone layer. The aquifer gradually dissolves the limestone. And then we see the development of sinkholes where the rock collapses, leaving these large round lakes. So these lakes are all sinkholes, and many of them have springs feeding them with fresh water from the aquifer. As you come in to land here in an airplane and you look down at the surface of the ground, you can see these round lakes. However, there are some lakes that are multilobular. That is, there's a round section that has merged with another round section and merged with another round section. So these lakes have many lobes all connected. Those are all sinkholes, but they are so close together that they have merged. So this Lake Hollingsworth, around which we are walking in this park, is a giant sinkhole. And in the middle of it, or perhaps not quite in the middle, someplace in that lake, you might be able to detect an underground spring feeding fresh water from the aquifer. I've walked about a half a mile around this lake. The total circumference of this lake is about 3 miles, perhaps a little more or a little less, but roughly 3 miles around. And it's all park. You can drive around it, or you can walk around it on a sidewalk and enjoy this view. I've shown you the interesting things I've encountered, tried to give you a little feel for what it's like to walk in this park in Central Florida. It's a beautiful day, it's a little warm, and it's very humid. When I moved out west to California, when we had a hot day, local people would reassure us, "Oh, it won't be bad. It's a dry heat." But on the East Coast, and in particular in Florida, you don't hear those words spoken. nobody says, oh, it's not bad, it's a dry heat, because it's never dry here. It's always very humid. So in Florida, if you're hot, you're probably hot and sweaty. I hope you enjoyed this little walk in the park. I invite comments below. And if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.